You're so much fun in bed. I feel like you've helped me let my hair down so much. I haven't had this much fun since college. I went to a conservative Christian women's college. Don't you go getting any ideas. I was a good girl from a good home. Well, I may have experimented a little, but I really am an innocent girl that you've gone and corrupted. I was a virgin before I met you. Corrupt me more? What do you mean? Talk dirty to you? I don't know, honey. I just wasn't raised to use such language. Make love to me is about as dirty as I'm able to go. No, I know that it would turn you on. I'm just not sure I want to say dirty things. It just seems, well, sort of degrading and wrong. Well, alright. I'll try it just this once. But you have to promise not to laugh at me. No, I just don't know what to say. I'm shy. Okay. Baby, I love making love to you. Dirtier? You want me to say the F word? Okay. If I'm gonna do this, there have to be some rules. No touching. I have to get up the nerve. Which means I want to watch you masturbate. I mean, jack off. As I try to talk dirty. Watching you might, I don't know, get me in the mood? Oh, I don't know if I can do this. Come on. Start jacking off. Baby, I really like watching you touch your penis. I mean, cock. It's a really nice cock. You already know I like it in me. It makes me feel, well, I get an ache between my legs just thinking about it. And when you slide in, I can feel my body react against my will. Muscles tightening, pulling, trying to grip and push you out at the same time. And when you start to thrust and fuck me, it gets even better. Baby, I know I haven't said it before, but I really do love getting fucked. I love feeling you on top of me, in me, pressing down with your body, looking down at me as I wrap my legs around you. I like being on top of you too, sitting over you, bouncing on your cock. And oh, when you come, feeling your cock pulsing, your hips desperately moving as if they want to shove you as deep as they can into me. Oh God, look at me, baby. Look at me when you jack off. I'm wet between my legs, and you did it. Or maybe it's talking like this that's doing it. How am I doing? No, this is actually sort of hot. Way hotter than I expected. Can I try and go dirtier, baby? I'm not gonna touch it. I want you to keep masturbating while I talk, or I'll lose my nerve. Baby, you know how I always act like the sweet, virginal young lady that you corrupted? Well, before I met you, I sort of had this roommate named Linda. She was a lesbian, and well, she and I got to talking one night, and there were a few glasses of wine involved, and well, she was my first. Yeah, baby. My first sexual experience was with a girl. Being with her was so different. She had such soft lips. I was so shy. But she teased and kissed and sucked all over my body just to get me aroused. Then, when I was shuddering at her every touch, she went down on me and started licking and sucking on my pussy. Oh, honey, I must have had 7 or 8 orgasms that night. And of course, I couldn't let her do that to me and not do it back, so I licked and sucked and teased until she came over and over in my mouth. You look so shocked. I didn't lie. I was a virgin when I met you. Besides, look at your cock. It's stiff as a board. Do you like hearing about my college experimentation? Do you want to hear more? I knew you would say yes. Baby, that wasn't the last time we did it. In fact, we fucked every night that week, and then we sort of became an item. We went out together, kissing in public, touching each other's pussies in the library when we were pretending to study. One time, I ate her out in the back of a bus taking us to a football game. I loved how she tasted. We called each other sluts in private. I loved how she made me feel. We had names for each other. I call her Munchkin and she'd call me Tongue. Can you guess why? No, honey. We broke up after the first semester. She was a lesbian and I was really into guys. It was just a phase. She didn't hold it against me, though. In fact, you met her a few weeks ago at the party we went to. The short brunette with the big breasts. You remember. Yeah, her. I think I forgot that I was supposed to talk dirty. I can see how hard you are, but I'm still not gonna touch it. I said I'd talk dirty, so you have to do it, right? Then keep stroking it, cause baby, you know how I said I was a virgin when I met you? That's true, but only technically. You see, after I broke up with Linda, I started dating guys around campus. I didn't date most of them for very long, but, well, I did do stuff with most of them. What kind of stuff? Oh, honey, you sure you want to know? Alright, baby. Your cock looks so hard. You know how I've never given you a blowjob? There's a reason why. You see, I decided when I was in high school that I really wanted to stay a virgin. So I avoided having sex. But guys always kept pushing me for it. I didn't know what to do until I asked Linda. And she showed me what a blowjob was. So, on my third date with the second guy I dated in college, I got up the nerve and went down on him. I'm pretty sure I sucked. I mean, was terrible. But he let me practice on him as the weeks passed. Then we broke up and I dated another guy. He had a huge dick. And that's when I really learned to suck cock. I learned all sorts of tricks, and inevitably, I ended up fingering myself when I did it. that's how it went. Guy after guy. Every one of them wanted to fuck me, but getting in my mouth instead. I learned to crave cock in my mouth. I loved sucking those hard cocks, jerking them with my hand while I teased with my tongue and lips. I used to beg for it, pleading with them just for the chance to suck their dicks. I love the feeling of their cum exploding in my mouth or in my throat. I loved hearing them moan, call me terrible names. They called me all sorts of awful things. Whore, slut, cocksucker, mouth cunt, mouth whore, blow queen, oral succubus, oral whore, cum vacuum, cock socket, cum lips, fuck face, mouth toy. I'm sure there are more than that. The point is, I was a slut for giving blowjobs. I found myself dating guys just to suck cock. It affected my grades. I nearly got suspended. It's true, honey. Don't act so disturbed. Your cock is leaking all over the place. Besides, you were the one who wanted me to talk dirty. But baby, you haven't come yet. I'm not stopping until you do. Good. 'Cause I wasn't done yet. And I know you're probably wondering why I've never given you a nice session of mouth fucking. Well, baby, I gave it up. Cold turkey. I was addicted to it. I had to stop it, or it would ruin my life. That's why, baby, when I watch you jerk it like that, I have to fight the overwhelming urge to crawl across the bed to you on my hands and knees and lower my mouth over your throbbing shaft. If I touched it, had my face close to it, I wouldn't be able to stop myself. I'd go down on it, fill my mouth with it, let you fuck my face like it was a cunt, let you use me like your plaything, and I'd fucking come over and over again as you used me. I wouldn't even be your girlfriend anymore. I'd be an insatiable, cock-hungry slut, desperate for your cock in her mouth. You wouldn't be able to stop me. I'd pester you at all times of the day, begging for it. I'd even rape you with my mouth while you sleep, just to feel it between my lips and feel it come in my mouth. Baby, I know you're gonna have to come from this. Please, baby, come for me. You have to come or I might not be able to resist. Please, baby, please come. I need you to come. Come for me. Come for your cock-sucking mouth-fuck whore. Come for me. Oh, God, yes. Come all over your hand. Yes. Baby. Baby, that was beyond hot. Did I do okay? What? Oh, honey, you actually believe me? I made most of it up. You wanted me to talk dirty, so I did. How much of it was true? Oh, you bad boy. Bet you're hoping all of it's true. I'm offended. I told you I was a good girl. You just did a little experimenting. So, I'm not telling. Nope. Not sucking on your cock either. Though, I wouldn't mind licking the cum off your fingers. Aw, you're so cute when you're confused. Don't worry. I'll probably lose control eventually.